Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got Trolling or Rolling with our buddy Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Last night after the game, I see no tweets. Martin is another one, yes. Martin is another guy who he'll tell us like eight things, and if one gets right, Chris, he'll put it out on Twitter. I told you, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Like, there's all these other things he's wrong. I never see him tweet and go, hey, those guys were right. Only the one out of 10 he'll put up there for us.
The only thing he's been right about, unfortunately, is not taking our Jordan bet.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the only thing he's been right about.
Last night we probably ended it, right?
That yep, would have no doubt.
Probably.
No doubt about it. All right, Rob, let's stick with the NFL. Of course, it's going to be an NFL weekend coming up. So, interesting quote. I think, you know, last year even, but certainly a few years ago, would have been just obvious. But Jerry Jones, as he always is, was on the radio in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. And he was asked about Ezekiel Elliott, and he's struggling this year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And here's what he said.
I know what I see him do relative to the kind of thing he brings to football, his physicalness, his enthusiasm, his ability to just his innate, he's our best football player. He's our best one.
All right. He said Ezekiel Elliott's their best football player. Your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, I think when he's playing right, when the here's a good stat here, Chris. When through his first 25 games, when he rushed for 100 yards, guess the Cowboys' record. The first 25 times he rushed for 100 or more yards.
21-4?
There you go.
No, that's too much.
No, that's right. That's spot on. That's spot on.
So what was it? His first 25 games when he rushed
Where he rushed for 100 yards or more. 21-4. And this is what Tony Dungy was talking about when Dak got hurt. Is that he was like, oh, it's a blessing in disguise. And obviously not, he wasn't talking about Dak getting hurt as being a good thing. But the idea that the Cowboys would go back to their strength, which was when they were running the football and then Dak would do what he had to do, Chris, sprinkle in stuff. You know, not turn the ball over, keep the chains moving on a third down and long, you know, and he was doing it, and they were doing fine. But once this offense somehow got pass happy and it all became mostly Dak, and I'm not saying that Ezekiel was playing great and they didn't give him the football. Sometimes, Chris, when you're down big early, you have to abandon the run, right? We got that.
Right.
I get it. I'm not foolish. I know what the game plan is, and he becomes null and void. You're down 21-3. You got to throw the football. All right,
you can't grind out quick.
Grind out a drive, and eat 8 minutes to get 7 points. It takes too long.
Right.
So I thought the Cowboys were better when it was about Ezekiel Elliott running the football mostly, and Dak throwing it secondary, and that's totally flipped around. And since it has, the Cowboys haven't been as good. It's just a fact. They just haven't played as well and haven't won. There's other circumstances, their defense, there's some other question marks. And Ezekiel Elliott's not the same running back he was. But I always thought he was the better player, and that when he went, so did the Cowboys. And it just hadn't seemed to be that way the last year and a half or whatever, 2 years going back to last, you know, two seasons ago.
Well, you just said it, Rob. When Ezekiel Elliott is right, that's, I agree. Look, the first 3 years they were together, there's no doubt. I mean, and Dak was fine. Dak was good, but there was no doubt that Ezekiel Elliott was the better player. He was the best running back in the league. He led the league in rushing 2 years out of his first 3 years.
Right.
He averaged over 100 yards his first year as a rookie, over 5 yards a carry, almost 100 yards the next 2 years per game. So there's no doubt at that point. But Zeke, I said it last year, Rob. Remember, I didn't think he looked like the same running back, but his stats were still pretty good. He still rushed for over 1,300 yards. He was at about 4.5 yards
but
a carry, which is essentially what he – right. But you know, it was hard. It was just the eye test because numbers-wise, he was still pretty good. But this year, he hasn't been that guy. And you're right. Look, the offensive line has had a lot of injuries. The defense obviously has been bad. But here's the thing. The first two games, they did force feed Zeke. He ran it 22 times each of the first two games. I mean, you're not going to get many more carries than that in an NFL game today as a running back. That's a lot. And he didn't go for 100 yards. He hasn't gone for 100 yards this season in a game. He's averaging 3.7 yards a carry this season, which is not good. We all know that to be pretty good is four yards a carry. Anything below that is not good. And that's where he's at right now. And look, he's young. He's 25 years old. I think he can get it back. It kind of looks, Rob, and I don't know. You know, I'm not there, obviously, at practices every day. But it just, I don't know if he's not in as good a shape. I don't think it's the wear and tear yet because he's still a young kid. I know he's taking a lot of hits, but you know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't have the burst right now.
But you also be careful with just looking at carries. When did they come? What was the circumstances?
Well, they probably came in the first half because in the second half, they had to throw the ball.
I'm just saying.
But running him in the first half wasn't getting them anywhere. He's got one carry of 20 yards or more this year. One.
Nah, I'm not. He just hasn't been good.
There's no doubt this year Dak Prescott had to, you know, when he was healthy, obviously, was their best player.
See, I disagree. I think a lot of – they were down in big holes early.
But it's still a gift to be able to bring somebody back.
Well, but I think those stats to me –
everybody can't do that.
No, I agree. But also those stats to me can be misleading in that defenses play a little different when they have a big lead. They want you to throw the ball in front of them. I've seen it. The only game that they really did win was that Atlanta game, and everybody beat Atlanta. Everybody came back against Atlanta. And Atlanta all had to just secure an onside kick, and Dallas loses that game. So I get it. His stats are eye-popping at the end, 450 yards, 500 yards. But most of those are stat Padford yards. And they just, when the game was in the balance in the first half.
They were giving it to Zeke.
He wasn't that good.
And
well, Dak wasn't that good either.
Them anywhere.
I think that Dak's numbers are totally inflated, and they didn't win. So they didn't mean as much to me.
Yeah, but they meant more than Zeke's numbers because at least Dak had numbers.
But when Zeke was – but the difference,
that
Chris,
that was years ago, though,
no,
Rob.
But I'm trying to tell you.
If you want to go back to 2017,
I'm
Zeke
just saying,
was better.
Yes, I get
now?
That. But Dak, to me, ever since they took the chains off and let him throw the football all over the yard, they don't win. But do they win?
It ain't like Zeke don't get carries.
No, but they don't win. That's my issue. Why didn't they win? They went to Dak Prescott.
They're not that good of a team, number one. And I'm not saying Dak is, you know, a top five quarterback in the league. All I'm saying is at this point in time, he's gotten better. And Zeke has gotten worse. Now, that could change. I think if I'm Zeke, this offseason, man, I'm doing some things differently. And I'm getting myself in the greatest shape I can, and I think he still can at 25 years old.
I can't believe he's only 25.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you know, but right now, Rob, I just – I don't see how an argument can be made that he's been better. You know, he was better than Dak when Dak was healthy.
He's been better than Dak the entire time he's been in the NFL. If you put
it all together. No, I don't know that anybody would argue that.
He's better than Dak.
But I'm talking about now. How's he better now? He hadn't run the – and I know he's better than Tony Pollard, but Tony Pollard's run the ball better than him this year.
He's better than Tony Pollard.
I'm just saying, you got to give me some evidence.
I'm just saying Dak's numbers to me are inflated because they're down big, and that takes him out of the game. That takes Ezekiel out of the game, Chris, when you're down 21-3.
He ran the ball over 300 times last year, Rob. It ain't like he's not getting the rock. He's just not delivering.
Yeah, but they're also – that depends on the circumstances and when they are. I understand what you're saying. They're not like the first 3 years.
That's all I'm saying.
But they've been down big, and that takes them out of the game.
But when he's still getting carries. As you said, when they're down big in the second half, they're going to be throwing the ball. And so that means most of his carries have come in the first halves. And they're getting down. He's not able to lead their ball control offense. And there's other – again, I said there's injuries on the offensive line. But he's not running with the same power, with the same burst that he did in his first 3 years. And I'll give you that. Where I would disagree with you on Dak, because obviously the number – I mean, come on. He's averaging almost 375 yards a game. So, yeah, that's inflated.
Those are inflated,
but it's
right.
Not totally inflated. Like, yes, those are – that's out of this world. He's not that good. But – the numbers aren't totally inflated. And just because you're down doesn't mean you're always going to rally because the opponent goes in prevent defense. There's a lot of quarterbacks that don't rally.
No, we get that because last year in Philadelphia in week 17, they didn't have a touchdown with Dak in a big game. So you're right. You don't always get to come back and rally and win the game. But I'm just saying, over the last year and a half, when the Cowboys have been bad, I would look and just say, once they took the reins off of Dak, the team changed. It's not the same team. When they were running the football effectively, and Chris, I'm going to give you, say that Ezekiel could play better. I'm not saying it's not any of his fault. Now, that's not what I'm saying. I just think if the Cowboys are going to get to the Super Bowl or be that team or whatever, it's about Ezekiel Elliott, not about Dak Prescott,
well,
and he's the better player.
If he's still that guy. Like I said, you get no argument from me from the first 3 years. None whatsoever. You could even argue for last year. But this year, you can't be averaging 3.5 yards a carry and be
3.7.
The best player on your
Don't
team.
Shortchange
3.8.
the man. Okay.
63 yards a game, which ain't, you know, look, it's easy to get 1,000 yards now. He on pace for 1,000 about. 63 yards a game, but He just hasn't been the same. And again, he's 25. I think he can come back from it, but he's got to rally. He's got to, you know, get back in the lab in the offseason and become the Ezekiel Elliott of old. And you're right. Look, Dak is not Pat Mahomes. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not any of those guys. So I hear you on that. You know, but if Zeke doesn't get back to being the old Zeke, and some of it's you need an offensive line. I don't care who you are as a running back. You need an offensive line. They got to be healthy and good.
No,
but
it is
Zeke,
the issue
you know,
there.
If he can't get back to what he was or close, then he's not going to be able to carry them like he did his first few years. All right, what do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If both players are healthy, obviously that's what we're talking about. Which Cowboy is now the best player on the team? Is it Dak or is it Zeke? Or do you have somebody else in mind? I can't imagine who it would be, but maybe you got somebody else. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, I was driving my car today in New Jersey, and of course, as I always do, I saw an AutoZone. And, you know, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. All right? That means getting what you need fast. And it reminded me of all these reads that we do, but it's true. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery. It's available at more than for over 100,000 parts. I was proud to see that AutoZone because I was like, you know what? We publicize them, but they're worth it. They do a great job. And I've been going there more and more for my spare parts for my car, and it's I haven't been disappointed yet. So
they have spare parts for a Bentley? I didn't even know that at AutoZone.
I wish. Believe me. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Who's the best cowboy now? Dak, Zeke, or someone else? Your turn to weigh in.
I was in a Bentley last weekend.
Don't tell me Spears has a Bentley.
No. I didn't say that.
So whose Bentley were you in?
No, I'm not saying who it is. You know who it is.
Oh, I know him?
Yeah.
Pro athlete?
In Los Angeles. No.
In L.A.
He's in our business. But
and he got a Bentley.
It's awesome. 877-99 on Fox. I'll clue you in, all right? Brad in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, I love your conversation, and I love the way you guys go at each other. It reminds me of my childhood with my five brothers.
But Brad, I'm glad you say that because some people take it the wrong way, but that's what sports is. You know, there's no right answer, and everybody's passionate. If Chris and I were to play the middle of the road and agree on everything, why would you listen? Right. I wouldn't.
Exactly. I mean, it'd be like, I would, you know, I mean, I'm on the radio, so I'm picturing you guys holding hands, skipping down the street if you're doing that all day.
Exactly.
Now, I'm wondering if somebody's ducking about half the time, but anyway, as far as I don't think it can be Dak or Zeke because they've lost that offensive line and they're getting paid so much now. I don't know that they're going to be able to get an offensive line back. I'm going to show my age here for a second, but when Earl Campbell went to New Orleans, he was averaging like 4 or 5 yards a carry, and he goes to New Orleans.
Houston.
He got hit in the backfield every time. But if he ever made it just to the line of scrimmage, man, he was going for 5 or 6. And that's what Zeke, you know, back when Zeke was making hay, he was like, I mean, he was into the defensive backfield before he was getting touched.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the very same thing for Dak. I mean, you know, he was able to have time. And even then, it's like if the receivers recovered, he was able to take off running. And those offensive linemen were still blocking for him.
Yeah, look, if you don't have a line, especially as a running back, there are some quarterbacks that can run around and get rid of the ball quick, or you're great scramblers or runners who can still make do with a poor offensive line. But as a running back, Rob, it ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. You're just going to be getting hit too much. I don't care how good you are.
No doubt about it. 877-99 on Fox. What about Brandon in Dallas? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? Loving the show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Your last caller was absolutely right. Their offensive line has been terrible this year. Injuries, they have undrafted rookies on the offensive line. So it's a bad example for anybody on the offense. But I think when everybody's healthy, I got to go with Rob on this. I still think Zeke is the best football player they have. Barring Tyron Smith, and he's really great too.
Right.
But I think Tyron Smith, I think Zeke Elliott is still the best football player they have because he still does all three phases of a running back. He runs the ball really well. He catches it really great out of the backfield. Even with the bad offensive line, he's still catching screens and swing passes, and he can block. Not very many running backs these days can block the way he does.
Has he been running it that well this year? Let's keep it real. 3.8 yards a carry. So I'm not denying Zeke has been the better player. And Zeke was even if you look at him historically, Dak wasn't going to be and won't be some all-time great quarterback. I mean, we'll see if he wins. You know, but Zeke could have been.
He had a chance.
If he can get it back, right, if he can get it back, he could be like a Hall of Fame running back.
And we gave you the numbers, Chris, from the start. The first 25 games where he rushed for over 100 or more yards, they were 21-4. They were winning games big time. Shaq in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? Long time no hear.
What's up,
bro?
Nothing much, man.
We supposed to say that to you.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to call back in, man. I just get like the busy dial tone. So it's been a minute, but I'm here.
But you know what? That means that, you know what? People trying to get at us. We love that. I'm sorry about that.
This was supposed to be a first time Friday, too.
That's right. What happened to that?
Maybe for the third hour, but go ahead.
I think it's Zeke, man. Listen, like whatever Dak does, like, well, like when he's playing good, it doesn't move the needle. And, like, anytime, like, if Zeke's playing great, the Cowboys are great. If he's pretty good, they're pretty good. And this year he's bad, like, they're bad. Like, everything, like, falls on, like, what 21 does. And getting back to, like, the whole, like, Dak, you know, getting paid, like, if he's your best player, I mean, he's not out there sitting there, like a lame duck without a contract. Like, I'm just not buying that.
Right. And, does that contract look good right now? The one for Zeke?
I'm saying Dak wouldn't be sitting out there without a contract.
He wouldn't have a right. He would get it, Rob.
You know, I've said it. If Justin Fields is available, if the Cowboys are that bad and they draft that high, I take him.
No, I get it.
As much as I like Dak, he's younger. He would be cheap,
and
you could build
cheaper,
around him.
And you would be able to do other stuff with the, you know what I mean, have more money to
rebuild
spend.
That offensive line, man.
Right, but you also already have the other skill position guys signed.
Exactly. You got your receiving core.
You got your receiving core, you got a running back, you know what I mean? And then you could fill in the holes.
All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
It is Trolling and Rolling. No Martin Weiss tonight. He's
what?
Got finals. He's in the master's program. Rob, you know what that's like. It's a rough week in the Weiss household right now.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm very proud of Martin that he's halfway through to get his master's at USC. That's pretty impressive. Working full time.
I am very proud of him, too. I would be more proud of him if he had been able to come on tonight, Rob, and face the fire.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This might not be a coincidence. It's convenient
that finals week is the week that Kyler Murray loses.
You knew this was finals week all week.
You're right.
All semester you knew when finals
week
was coming.
I'm a little bummed out that he's not on because I was going to say.
He didn't want to face the heat.
Let's make it four Jordans to one if he was mad enough now.
If Kyler Murray had worked a miracle last night, he'd be on tonight. Finals or not, Martin Weiss.
All right.
That's right. I hope he's listening too, Martin.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to fill in as best I can. I got a couple of questions for you guys. We'll get started here. Trolling and Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Adam Gase, head coach of the New York Jets, said earlier this week that nobody in the Jets organization has talked about tanking in any kind of way. Now, they are still winless on the season, so it got me thinking, Chris, are you trolling or rolling? This actually makes Adam Gase look worse that they're so bad and they're not really trying to be bad.
I am trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I get where you're coming from, Rob, but I don't know that the dude could look much worse. I mean, we just know it. He's not a good coach. We saw it in Miami. We've seen it here. We've seen all the very good players that he's run off.
Yep.
I mean, even if they said, we're tanking, it's not like I think, Gase ain't that bad. Gase is, he'll get another shot. He deserves another. No, he's bad. So tanking or not, Adam Gase, this will be his last head coaching job.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh man, hey!
I get what you're saying, Rob G, but it's just you can't operate on under those circumstances. I know it sounds good. You can't ask players not to play hard or win.
Not at all.
Because they won't be around. You know, like they're getting evaluated, so it's hard to push that narrative. Unless you're convinced you're going to, oh, yeah, we'll re-sign everybody for a guaranteed contract next year and just make sure that you roll over this year and we don't win a game and we get the number one pick. It doesn't work like that.
So, it'll ruin your organization.
Exactly.
It really
is. If it hasn't already been ruined. All right, move
well,
on.
Hey, maybe they get Trevor Lawrence.
Story number two.
And Eric Bieniemy.
Trolling and rolling. Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick was asked about what's going on with the college football season. And he said in an interview with Yahoo that the fact that most of the student body will be going home over Thanksgiving break and they will no longer have in-person classes is a good thing because now the only people on campus will be the football players, thus turning the school into a mini bubble and allowing them to most likely get the entire football season in. So, Rob Parker, you trolling or rolling with Swarbrick treating these student athletes like athletic students?
I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey.
The football players are a part of the student body. Hello? Is this on? Are they employees of the university? Or this? Good thing the students are going home. What are the football players? They're not students? Come on, man. This is why we knew it was going to be a hard situation at college because kids are going to be around each other and congregate and do other stuff together, and there was going to be an issue at college. So this doesn't surprise me. But this, once again, gives you the way that they look at football players not being a part of the student body.
I'm rolling with it. I mean, I get what you guys are saying, but we all know that. We all know that they're essentially pros. They're minor league professionals at all these big-time colleges. And he's right, though. And it's not just because it's Notre Dame. I mean, me playing basketball in college at little Division III, we didn't go home for fall break like all the other students. We stayed on campus and we had to play. And so it's true that if COVID had been going on then, it would have been safer for us when all the students leave campus. So I just think he's making a statement of fact. I don't read anything too deep into it. We all know the deal. Yeah, they're minor league pros at Notre Dame and Ohio State and Alabama and so on and so forth.
Trolling and rolling, our couple Fox Sports Radio. We're going off the board for the last one. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I think Colorado got their very first In-N-Out burger this week.
Yes,
and it opened today. There were 14-hour lines for the drive-through.
That's so ridiculous.
Today.
14 hours.
Now, very easily.
They paid $80 in gas to get a hamburger.
Right. Rolling the Aurora, Colorado In-N-Out for even agreeing to serve people who are waiting in line for 14 hours for a hamburger? Chris.
Oh, well, shoot. I'm rolling with the restaurant. I'm trolling the people that waited in line. How do you wait in line for 14 hours or what? I don't know, 10 hours, 6 hours per person. What would, you know, like 1 hour. I mean, I'm sorry. Like who is waiting in line that long? I've had In-N-Out burgers. They are absolutely delicious. I know it's a California thing or it started that way. It's absolutely delicious, but I'm sorry. I ain't waiting in line for no hamburger for an hour, let alone 14 hours. And I'll say this, Rob, and you probably feel the same way. I've never, all the times I've been in L.A., I have never seen In-N-Out without a line.
That is true.
That was ridiculously long. You know, never.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just don't, the whole idea or like to feel good that you have people waiting in line for that long. If I was the manager, I would wave them off. This is it. This is the cutoff. Go back. Go somewhere. Go down to the Wendy's down the block. I would be directing people away from
Wendy's. Well, Rob, it's funny you brought this up.
Go ahead.
Funny you brought this up. Aurora PD tweeted out at 3:30 Pacific. So that would be, 4:30 their time.
Yep.
They marked the last car they're going to serve.
See?
Which they estimate will be served around 2 a.m. local time.
And see, Chris, and they told everybody else, no more cars after this.
They didn't say go to Wendy's.
Well, but they, am I right, Rob G?
There's a McDonald's right down there. You know they weren't saying, they said come back tomorrow.
Go get another, go to, what was the other one? The good hamburger with the fries.
Five Guys.
Go to Five Guys.
They didn't say any of that.
Go somewhere else.
They said, you see how good our burgers are that we got this long line. Come back tomorrow and come back early.
I mean, you know what, Rob G, where are you on the In-N-Out burger?
I had an In-N-Out, In-N-Out Friday in my household. Me and
oh,
the
y'all,
little girl
every Friday?
Here. Yes, sir. Yo. She gets some cut up tomato and pickle, and I get me a double-double, so it's all good. Every Friday.
You know what? Cut up tomato and pickle. Why don't you, can she eat meat
No,
yet?
She can't, but she's not eating the whole thing, you know, so.
No, Alex Yo, is in her out. Ear, and she's not eating
Alex is
just listening to the real guru,
Alex
Rob.
Alex is about to be sick.
Alex,
no, look, for all those who aren't in California, where is In-N-Out? California, Texas? I think it's in Texas now.
Where else? Arizona?
Yeah, that's the farthest.
Colorado? Arizona, Las Vegas, California, Colorado. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're wherever you're at and they don't have it, I'm telling you, y'all know In-N-Out is for fast food burgers. I had a
bad experience. It was good going in, but coming out, I just.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, you just joking.
I'm just joking.
He's trying.
Well, Alex,
In-N-Out burgers are great.
Not funny.
Okay, yes, Alex, thank you. No, In-N-Out is great. I love it.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on the Funky Flashback Friday. If I'm not mistaken, that is Sylvester.
Yes, sir.
Look at you going disco on us. This was a good song, though.
You know the year?
Give him that. Oh, I'm guessing, but I'm going to say, you make me feel mighty real.
1977.
Oh, close. Add one.
I was going to say 78.
It was when Rob Parker got married.
No, I didn't get married then. My God.
No, that was when he got divorced, 78. That was when, you know, but
wow.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, this, we haven't talked about it. Obviously, this is not only your typical NBA free agent period, just because, you know, we just had the draft and it usually starts right after the draft, but everything is jammed together. And tonight at 6:00 Eastern, 3 Pacific, free agency started in the NBA, and you don't have the huge names out there.
The biggest names,
you know, Gordon Hayward and old Dwight Howard, Bogdan Bogdanovich, Danilo Gallinari, who's going to Atlanta. That's a good move for the Hawks. I like that.
So they got Rondo, too, and him? Is that what they're doing?
Well, Rondo has not signed, right, Rob G? He's not signed yet.
Nowhere.
That's the rumor, though, right?
Atlanta could offer him more than the LA teams, but I don't write off the Clippers yet because we'll see what Atlanta offers him. But I think they're going to have to, if there's significant difference between what Atlanta's offering and other contenders, then I think Atlanta might get him. But if it's close, I think he might stay in LA and I think he could end up with the Clippers, although the Lakers aren't completely out of the picture, but they can offer him much. But anyway, Rob, Dwight Howard, kind of craziness going on with him. Rob G, we're going to let Rob G explain.
Yeah, it's a big soap opera. So at 4:17.
Oh, what a shocker.
4:17 p.m. Pacific, Dwight Howard tweeted out, I'm staying right where I belong. Laker Nation, I love y'all. Purple and gold never gets old. Then you had Shams say confirm he's going to the Lakers. Sam Amick, Mark Stein, all kind of said, yeah, it looks like a one-year deal. Dwight Howard to the Lakers. Four minutes later, update from Shams Charania. Dwight Howard continued to consider all of his options. No deal done. Well, in the last segment, guys, about an hour later from the first tweet, free agent Dwight Howard has agreed to a one-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers.
What?
And to make things even more crazy, he's getting a vet minimum contract.
Really?
So it's not like he's getting a boost in pay or anything like that. It's just a change of heart. Maybe the Lakers change of heart, but this is a right on brand for Dwight Howard.
I'm going to say this, Rob G. When you bring up the vet's minimum, that is shocking. Because look, Philly is a great city. I have nothing at all against Philly. I love it. My daughter, you know, went to Penn there. Beautiful city. But I thought Dwight loved L.A. I mean, like the life, you know what I mean? The L.A. life. And not many guys pick a cold weather city over at Los Angeles.
Yeah, but Chris,
and
you never know.
And the roles going to be pretty similar.
But
you know,
sometimes you get your feelings hurt. Dwight had an impact with the Lakers. They win a title. And then all of a sudden he shows up and they're like,
Vets minimum.
Yeah, well,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you get your feelings hurt.
Sense.
And I
You're
think
right.
that to me is the only way you make that move. It's like you got your feelings hurt.
He's
that they didn't
he's
go.
Get, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a nice little payday.
Get
right.
tore
Good
off,
point.
Right?
Good
I think
point.
That's what happened, Chris. That's the only.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Because that's right. That's the only. Like, he's from Atlanta. He has
right.
no
There's no ties to Philly. Philly's not going to be in the East. They might not even make it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff.
I tell you what, Rob. I like what Philly is doing, man. I love what Philly is doing. He does have a connection. Remember, Daryl Morey was in Houston when Dwight went there. I don't know what their relationship is. Apparently, it's still pretty good. Did Daryl, you know, wink, wink, we'll take care of you, you know, big fella, next year or something like that?
And all
I
say is don't buy into it. Don't buy
right.
Don't believe the hype, dude.
Unless it's some signatures. You know,
right.
but I tell you what, just basketball wise, Rob, I love this for Philly. I mean, we know they added, you know, they had the nice trade. They got Danny Green, who is, you know, obviously we all know his championship pedigree. Seth Curry, who arguably, I think Steph's the best shooter in NBA history, but arguably you can argue if you want right now, Seth is the best shooter in the league. He's certainly in the conversation. Put them and then Tobias Harris, those three around Embiid and Simmons and Dwight coming in as the backup. Man, if the young boys, Simmons and Embiid, can mature, get on the same page, I think Philly could be a real, real threat in the East, Rob. Real,
yeah, I'm
real
not
threat.
There yet.
I like them. All right, we got an hour left on a Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex, I see him. He's all in the crates, elbow deep in the crates.